Yeah, huge achievement for the school, especially, and you know, all the players involved with, I suppose, teams in Youghal and all the surrounding areas. I suppose a lot of guys from our school have been playing with Cork and a few from Waterford as well over the last few years, and it's great for them as well to get an achievement and recognise the school and what the work as Mr. Lottie's done over the last few years, especially. Like, we were in a county final when we were in first year in Parky Ring, we played Glamour, we lost, but he kept with us, we drove on, and, you know, we're Munster champions now, and it's great for the school.
Tell us about the year you've had this year.
Ah, oh, it was great, you know. I suppose, again, he said against Glenmire again the first day in Cove, I won't say the second half, we were 12 points down. You know, they came back and we drove on, and from there we never looked back and we won the title. And you know, we played senior as well this year again, and people thought, look, winning a few games, we'd do well. We got to a semi-final, and in the end we lost to Tulla, who should have won the final, once they're final. And you know, you never know what happens in these kind of games.
And playing hard to come now, it's, I suppose, a massive buzz for yourself. You can see the smile going across your face already.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's, you know, a lot of players over the years, you see like Noel McGrann, even Brian again, they're great players and they all played hard to with their schools. And as Mr. Lottie said there, you know, like, school teams are not often far off playing against county teams. I saw this year our Waterford minor team, we played Dungarvan, who won the All-Ireland this year, and they beat us out the gate. And you know, you wonder at times, is school often better than county or minors and stuff like that?
And was there any particular match or moment, even in a match during the campaign, where you thought, you know, you really, really had it in you to go all the way?
The first round against Glenmire, like 12 points down at one stage in the second half, and we came back and won that game. Like, it was amazing buzz for us. You know, it just showed that we had that little bit of grit and that little bit of heart to keep going and win this championship, you know. So it was great for us.
And I suppose that obviously just helps build the spirit and makes training and the muck and the bad weather a bit more bearable, like, isn't it?
That was the defining moment for me, winning that first game. It was everything. You know, as he said, win the first game is everything. We would train hard after that, and we worked hard, and we, together as a unit, you know, we built a kind of a bond together. We drove on there and won the championship.
And it must be great now, knowing like that, you know, you're starting off a new tradition in the school. It's like Brian said, like, about the pictures on the wall, like, that in 50 years' time, you'll still be part of the first team, like, to do that. Like, you know, your place in history is assured anyway in the school.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I suppose it'd be nice to have a picture on the wall right now in 50 years' time, maybe coming back in on our own kids or something. But, no, it's great, you know. That cup, bringing back into school that day, the following day, was great, like, you know. And hopefully, you know, they'll win again on Friday in the under 16, and you know, keep going for next year.
Red FM.
Yes, it's a tremendous achievement. We've been attempting for many long day to win something at the Munster level. I think the last time, well, before the schools amalgamated in 2006, the last time the CBS won a competition, in a Munster competition anyway, in hurling, was under 16 and a half C. Two lads who went on to play a Cork minor the year after that was Bugsy from Barry from Killa and Brendan Ring from Youghal. And this year we played the Corny Canal, which was the 16 and a half B, and we had a very good team. Luckily, to win the first round, really have been, I think it was 12 or 13 points down against Glenmire, yeah, and just pulled it out of the fire and won, and then went on to win afterwards. So, yeah, we have been successful senior footballer right in the last couple of years. This was, the first major trophy. And, of course, it means now that because we won the Canaan Cup, it means that for the next 2 years we'll be playing Harty, which is where every hurler worthy soul wants to play.
Tell us about the importance of, I suppose, Gaelic games in the school and, the importance for the young guys in the teams as well.
Well, we're trying to build the tradition. As I said, the schools were amalgamated in 2006. The CBS, which I was a teacher in, the Lurrahead Convent School, and Colosh Dóin, which was the VEC school, in a new greenfield site, they amalgamated. So the VEC would have had their own tradition coming into it, the CBS would have had their own tradition coming into it. And in the first couple of years, we had good enough numbers, we actually were able to put in two senior teams. The biggest difficulty probably is trying to develop a new tradition or a new identity. And the difficulty with that then as well, on top of that, is that, you know, you're trying to get enough teachers that will commit to games. Mm-hmm. And with the cutbacks now and situations like that, it's extremely difficult. And sometimes you can find yourself flowing, you know, following and ploughing a lone furrow, pardon the pun. Yeah. But there is a good commitment in the school there, and we do have the look that, you know, we're surrounded by a couple of clubs, maybe not as strong as maybe say the other East Cork School and Midland CBS, who would probably have more hurling clubs. But we do have, you know, four or five hurling clubs around us that builds in. And we have good years and we have bad years. I mean, this year we found it extremely difficult to put out a first-year team. But as I said, you know, I think I had something like 34, 35 young fellas togged out today at the county final. I'd done a 16 and a half because we'd done the 16s with us as well on the same day. So, you know, there are those of us who consider it extremely important.
Brian, would it be fair to say that, like, all of the lads in the team would only have ever attended public school in the Trinoda? Like, would that be a factor? Do you think that
is correct? Yes, yeah, none of those would have come from the CBS.
Any previous, like, they wouldn't consider themselves CBS or whatever. Like, they would be public school in the Trinoda. That, like, was that a factor, do you think, in the success?
No, I don't think so. I think they're well aware of the history that would have been behind the CBS anyway, because some of them would have had brothers, and some of them would have had cousins, etc. Eddie O'Halloran, the captain here, who's sitting alongside me, would have been well aware that his first cousin Brian O'Halloran, who Waterford senior hurler at the moment, would have come through that. Seamus Harnady from the St. Edith's club, who's playing senior hurling with Cork at the moment, they actually are two players who came from CBS, who came into public school in third year.
Okay.
So they would be where there was a tradition in the town there. But you know, whether you could say that it's public school only is difficult to know. The tradition isn't there in the school, the name is near in the school. So they're the ones that are starting off the tradition. We have had some success on the 16 hurling football in Brian O'Halloran's time. I think it was 4 years ago now, or 5 years ago, under 16, when we won the double under 16 hurling football. So that was the beginning of it. But until such time as we have a lot of victories behind us and a lot of teams where we can put the photographs in the wall. I was at a school recently doing all Irish exams, you know, where there was down in Waterford, you know, you have a strong tradition there with some schools in various sports going back over 100 years. And, you know, that's a fantastic aid.
And what would the composition of the team have been with regard to players from Cork and players from Waterford?
I don't think we'd be quite half and half, but at the moment we would have had four or five from Clashmore, I'd say, this particular year. We haven't had many from Ardmore as of the last couple of years. You know, it goes up and down. Sometimes we get an influx from Ardmore, sometimes it'll go into Dungarvan. We would have had maybe one or two more coming from the Shamrocks Club or Cushbreda from Knockanore Primary School. I think that the new school under Dennis Ring in Lismore has taken some of them away from us as well. So we would have had a bigger Waterford representative in previous years. Now it's mostly the Clashmore Club, the Waterford, with a nod, one from Ardmore every odd year. The rest of them come from Father O'Neill's, Yall, Kilitas.
But, and it's no real obstacle trying to get fellas from Cork and Waterford to play together or anything like that, is it?
Not at all. I'd say they're more friendly with the lads in the school than they would be nearly with their own club fellas at some stage. There's always been a great bond. And I've seen that through the years. Even the lads like Brian O'Halloran there and Seamus Harnady, who played against each other recently, yeah, in Waterford in the terrible weather, you know, would be the best of friends from the time that they were playing Harty.
And back in the Harty now, obviously, I suppose the hope is to make a bit of an impact.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, we're of a situation now whereby we're heading into training, probably getting him back early in August. We have a meeting next week. There'll be certain conditions set down, like that if they want to play Harty, there's a huge commitment to that. They can't be heading off doing tiddlywinks or other kind of sports as such, you know. Some of the lads realise that, you know, they have to give a full commitment to Harty, you know, at such a level. And I've pointed out to them before that that's a level almost akin to inter-county. And I think they're all looking forward to it. We did have a meeting last year about going Harty, the year just gone. But, you know, I suppose the lads themselves thought that they just weren't up for it, even though they got to the semi-final of the Corn Fádraig.
It's probably better to do it this way. It's more organic anyway, isn't it? Like, you kind of feel that you've achieved the right to play in it.
I suppose it's one way of looking at it, although the last time we played Harty, like, we hadn't achieved the right to do it, but we felt that we had a good enough team to go on and the lads wanted to play Harty. And, you know, as you know, like, we got two inter-county players that came out of that, so there was a good basis there for players, and the experience was great to them, and we did well enough. We were on, like, 2 years in a row, we just failed that time. Of course, the points difference was a huge thing, and yeah, we lost out only on points difference, not points difference, sorry, goal difference, yeah, average under 2 years. And one of those years we came back from 8 points down to what we called a defeat, but it was the media had as a draw that particular day, where and we were beaten by a team that went on to win the Harty, yeah, the Limerick team, Eoghan Ard Rís.
And will you be setting out with a minimum target for how we want the team to do in the Hearty, or is that kind of...
Well, I certainly think that in any round-robin situation in the Hearty, winning your first game is absolutely crucial. The next year, the target will be first and foremost to get out of the group. If we can get out of the group, then, you know, we reassess the situation then. But there's no point really going into it unless you want to come out of the group.
Yeah.
And we'll be targeting the first game as a must-win game. I suppose experience over the years with the Cornfordry being a round-robin as well. If you don't win your first game, you're under fierce pressure. You know, so we'll be working hard from when we'll be back early in August, you know, like a lot of Hearty teams do. And, you know, it will take a lot of effort.